For every disciplined effort, there is a multiple dwelling unit reward. Or, I think that's how it goes. Welcome to the Security Today podcast, brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, data comm, and security, so check them out at SprinterIT.com and at Sprinter Data Comm on Instagram. I'm your host, the most multiple dwelling unit uncle in security. I got nothing. I usually have something there, but I got nothing. Uncle Bear, that's right. Uncle B-A-E-R underscore on Instagram and Twitter, and at Security Today Podcast on Instagram, and at black.picket.fence on Instagram. So give me a like, give me a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify and YouTube specifically, so that when we run our video interviews, you can watch them and use multiple senses. All right, back for another week of news and highlights. It's a new year, and new things are already going swimmingly. We've had two news and highlight reel broadcasts, which you're listening to right now. This is the third for the month. A bid to bank last week with none other than A&B Lock, Brian Akerley, which if you did not go listen right now, because I'm telling you there are some serious peaches in that one, ripe for the picking. Also, we had our first The Room Where It Happens with Benji Bolick. And next week, we sit down with Paula Balamori from Secure Building Council and Brevo for another Room Where It Happens, and we get right back into the rhythm, baby, because my goal is to keep this speed all year long, which means more and more content for you suckers. Black Picket Fence is up and running with some superstars like Frankie from Cicada Systems and Will from Stice Lock, both on Instagram, coming through with support for the Professional Access Wiring by Bear course that was dropped this month. Go check that out at blackpicketfenceonline.com/paw. And grab with your paw a copy of that today so that they'll pay you more and you can finally get that jet ski, Jeff. All big things for the first month. Yes, I actually passed a certification exam. Let me tell you about it. ISC Squared called their certification Certified Cybersecurity, or CC for short. Now, I tell you this only because Chris Wilson, another bowler out there on the LinkedIn, told me about it, and it is still within ISC's pledge to give a cybersecurity certification and exam for free to 1 million individuals. That's right. So you can go now to isc2.com and register for it and begin to broaden your knowledge base if cyber was ever something that you were interested in. I'm just excited to see education given out at that rate. And it was quality, folks, because I literally just went through it. It was actually really good. And education is becoming more and more of a passion for me through this podcast, through Black Picket Fence, through some stuff that I'm working with other people in the industry on right now. Yes. Tantalizing, isn't it? I got to put a bit of mystery in here. You wouldn't come back every week. But it is ballin'. And if you're out there to expound your knowledge in that direction, then don't say that I never gave you nothing. Now, I took it to take over the world, but that's a different story for a different day. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Qualsys asks its buddy, Neo, if it can come to the party. And Neo said yes. Motorola is trying to get into heaven, but nobody told them that you can't buy your Halo. So they did. MDU, Mandatory Destruction Unit, or Meatball Dijon Umbrella, or Makeshift DJ Unicorn. There's a freebie for you. We'll talk about none of these things in today's meat section. First, we give a shout out. That's right. Every single week, we come to this episode with a shout out of an Instagram handle, seeing that Instagram is the main platform that you can find the old bear on. And it is always somebody who is exhibiting the pillars of the Security Today podcast, being the better tech, giving out quality, being humble, those sorts of things. And today it is ITP Tech Solutions at ITP Tech Solutions. That's right. Whether you're just started your own business or you have been in the market for years, taking care of your IT needs can be complicated and exhausting. At ITP Tech Solutions, they believe that your IT requirements should be supported by experienced professionals and offer a variety of services to cater to your organization's needs. Straight from the horse's mouth, I took that off their website. I shout out people who are pursuing excellence, okay? And after a couple of recent interactions on Instagram just this week with ITP Tech, they are somebody that you want to follow on Instagram. From network services, cyber and infrastructure management, they go the extra mile, and good deserves good. So I'm highlighting this week. Go give them a follow and DM them a lightning bolt emoji to let them know that the old unk sent ya. Let's get into the chit chat right on. Motorola Solutions has successfully acquired IP Video, a Bayshore, New York-based company renowned for developing the Halo Smart Sensor. It's an intelligent sensor designed to detect real-time health and safety threats. Described as a, quote, multifunctional safety and security device, the Halo Smart Sensor boasts features such as built-in vape detection, air quality monitoring, gunshot detection, abnormal noise and motion detection, and emergency keyword detection. According to a joint announcement by the two companies, they have been acquired by Motorola. Now, if you haven't seen this thing, it's like a white hockey puck that sits on the ceiling, especially effective in areas where traditional cameras and maybe video security solutions may not be suitable, such as a restroom or a classroom, hospital rooms, and hotel rooms. The Halo Smart Sensor significantly enhances situational awareness while respecting privacy. And if you think that there's something that Unk is gonna get behind, it is those two things: respecting situational awareness and respecting privacy, or enhancing one and respecting the other. It doesn't really matter. Just, yeah, I mean, you can enhance or respect. I talked about these guys later sometime this last year as a sensor that should be in your repertoire. It is ballin'. And in the words of Mahesh Sapatarishi, I don't know, executive vice president and chief tech officer at Motorola Solutions, he says, she says, I don't know that either. With its powerful sensor capabilities, Halo extends our end-to-end physical security offering by integrating a non-video threat detection product into our safety and security ecosystem. He emphasizes, this is an opportunity to introduce additional detection solutions that contribute to the safeguarding of people, property, and places. Look, I love Halo, okay? And Halo is doing something and meeting a need within the security environment from a holistic perspective that I don't think gets touched often enough. And that's something outside of a lock or a camera, right? We come into security, we kind of got our two, you know, like our template that we go with, these two devices that make sure that you are secure. But that's not actually the case in most cases. I mean, geez. But this sort of thing is coming in and filling those gaps. So I am glad that Halo found an acquirer. I don't even know if they were looking, but they got acquired and they got some money behind them. So maybe they can be implemented in a great way. Motorola is looking up to their big brother Asa here once again, acquiring another golden company. And I don't mean to throw salt, but let's hope that they fucking get it right with rolling out Halo and like that travesty of a Avigilon Alta. Don't at me. Let's get on to the product highlight. Qolsys is a leader in the residential alarm space owned by Johnson Controls. They have serious backing and power in the innovation dollar. Well, they've reclaimed the name of IQ Pro, and it now is a smushing of their two popular panels all in one. That's right, the IQ Panel 4DS and the DSC Power Series Neo. The IQ Pro is the first intrusion panel built for business from the ground up to protect and automate businesses of all sizes, says Qolsys. Well, you do hear yourself, right? That's a bit of a claim. But nonetheless, it is a nifty little enclosure that's packed as tight as your third grade lunch, with a terminal board that dons the century-old IOs of a battery backup, 18-volt DC, your Bell, your core bus terminals, your four auxiliary outputs, auxiliary one to power, auxiliary two for power intrusion, auxiliary two to power smoke, heat and COs, four programmable outputs, and eight zones, with the eighth watching the panel tamper. You can hardwire your 7-inch keypad, the HS2 LCD for you nerds out there, or you can use the wireless IQ remote keypad. Wireless is up to 2 kilometers because it's using the Power Series Neo. That thing does work. I've tested it in the field. And you get to play with all the Z-Wave lights, locks, and thermostats, the name of my new album, that normally live on the Qolsys and Power Series environments. This, to me, is an interesting take on approaching the business environment when it comes to intrusion detection. Now, hear me out. We all know that the IQ panel is one of the best in the game residentially, especially when you partner it with Alarm.com platform. You even see it in some small to medium businesses, which, FYI, the Alarm.com platform is also on the new IQ Pro. So trying to get their wireless technology more into the business space, the commercial business space, outside of just maybe the small SMBs with two doors or something like that. It appears that they are, if you will, piggybacking on the hardwired product line to make a name. So like it's, you know, all about who you know. So IQ is trying to get into the commercial space club by coming as Neo's plus one. And it's working. That's not a bad tactic. DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn and let me know if you've used this or if you think that it's going to pop or flop. Let's get into the meat. MDU. Have you heard of that before? Multifamily dwelling units, aka apartments, condos, townhomes. The space that isn't single family. And this space is skyrocketing as we plummet to a renter's nation and hollow out our economy, never to return to affordable housing again. But you can grab a few bucks from the dollar wind machine as we collapse. This is a space that you need to be in all seriousness. It's growing at an incredible rate. And as a security professional, collapse or not, you know that you have to not only make money, but do what is morally and ethically right by helping secure people's right to security through smart lock and access control integrations with the new Sears home of the millennial generation, if you will. I preach on this podcast quite often, but I won't get off my soapbox for one episode when it comes to ethically high standards that the security technician and integrator should hold themselves to. The security integrator is at the level of a doctor, the paramedic, and the police officer. And if that's shocking to you, well, you haven't listened to my podcast much because I say that all the time. The difference is that the security integrator, we, fully live left of bang. If you don't know left of bang, you listen to more podcasts. I know I got some newcomers here. So listen, left of bang is a security theory concept. IT calls it left of boom, and that's dumb, but sorry, not sorry, where the event is a plot on the timeline. The event is a robbery or a shooting, a security or emergency event. And as the timeline continues, you then exist right of that plotted dot. But our goal as security professionals is to keep the situation left of the proverbial event by another set of principles: deter, detect, delay, and deny. That's for another time. So to transition back from Professor Bear to Pastor Bear, we need to take our job at the seriousness level of someone who would be operating after the emergency or security event, which we can play on that side of the fence too with business continuity and disaster recovery. So I guess we can just get all up in there. All that to say, securing MDU spaces isn't some soft skill. It isn't some lackadaisical, carefree stab at it. You are protecting the safe place of home for individuals. And while you will always battle budgets and MDUs will take more time to move from bid to bank, this is an excellent space to be playing in as an integrator or a business owner. Time and time again, we find ourselves reflecting on how the pandemic has fundamentally altered our perspectives, right? And this sentiment holds particularly true for the realm of the multifamily access control. In this era, dominated by the convenience of Amazon, DoorDash, and ship deliveries, and significance of visitor management has become a cornerstone in the multifamily space. And we are now seeing that more and more. Some residents have retained habits and expectations formed during the days of social distancing and remote work. Moreover, the lifting of these restrictions has influenced the evolving preferences of residents towards their living spaces. This shift has given rise to the emergence of mixed-use spaces where developers integrate amenities like gyms and restaurants and co-working spaces and commercial facilities into their buildings. So we are playing more and more in an environment that is losing its boundaries. The hedges are being lowered. And as the world becomes increasingly attuned to the possibilities offered by mobile, smart, and cloud-based solutions, residents expectations have surpassed the simplicity of just a brass key and a lock, though I am biased as a locksmith. According to a 2023 report from Allegion, renters express a willingness to pay more money for 82%, up to 82% of normal rent for mobile access control, enabling them to monitor their entry and guest access. That seems wild now that I reread that. I don't know if that's true, but I do know that renters are expressing a willingness to pay more just to have something that they can monitor and guest access also. The same report highlights a remarkable 140% increase in the utilization of electronic door locks connected to the internet and controlled via apps. Now that I can guarantee is true, because good Lord, everything from August to Yale to, Schlage, they're all starting to get into the app space, and being able to check on your door has become a convenience and a luxury that we now take for granted, and as an expectation. These trends, among others to be explored shortly, position multifamily access control as a vertical with substantial growth potential, applicable both in new construction projects and retrofits, okay? Experts in the field affirm the multifamily access control presents an impressive array of opportunities for expansion. For instance, Michael Rooney, Director of Business Development for Multifamily of ASSA ABLOY Door Security Solutions in New Haven, Connecticut, shares his optimism by stating, "We are bullish on our outlook for the multifamily market. The vertical continues to outpace most other real estate sectors and offers excellent opportunities for security integrators. In the multifamily space, a noticeable trend is unfolding as developers breathe new life into dormant office spaces scattered across the map, a theme explored further in an accompanying sidebar. Whether it is the rejuvenation of existing residences or the creation of new structures, developers and property managers are recognizing the advantages of incorporating communal areas and commercial or co-working spaces." Okay? So according to Lee Miller, Senior Director of Multifamily Sales at Brevo, there's a strategic focus on fostering resident interactions in these shared spaces, such as game rooms or previously underutilized clubhouses, right? We all know the clubhouse that you used to walk into. It was absolutely dead. There was a pool table that hasn't been touched in 30 years. There was a coffee machine that wasn't excellent. And there was a gym with outdated equipment. And boom, that's your clubhouse. But now, clubhouses are working in these different spaces, such as co-working. For instance, the townhome that I live at has a co-working space in their clubhouse that you can rent out. It also has a party space that you can rent out if you were living in a smaller apartment but wanted to have a larger gathering. So remarkably, these spaces are undergoing a transformation into these types of things that they're offering as amenities now, with the evolving preferences of individuals seeking alternatives to just the traditional home office. People are much more fluid in their workday, even if they work hybrid or if they work not remote. They still have the option to leave and to go here and to meet this person and to meet that person. People are moving more. Now, this shift isn't merely perceived as a value addition for property managers, it's also a promising opportunity for security installers and integrators. Dan Comfort, co-owner of Comfort Technologies, highlights the importance of catering to the ultimate end user, the resident, by introducing mixed-use spaces, enhancing the overall resident experience. In these repurposed areas, the integration of smart locks and comprehensive on-premise app experience has become a common practice. Now, as Comfort emphasizes, this strategic approach isn't just a luxury, but a necessity for staying competitive in the rental market, where the pursuit of the same rent demands innovative and resident-centric solutions. We're getting comfortable with having the ability to access my lock and access my thermostat and access the gym and do all of this from this handheld device that I carry everywhere, which will eventually be in my arm or my brain. The locksmith, the access control company, the security integrator, there's an in for all of them. And it isn't even a heavy lift. Just today, I sat on a call with Jim Conti from GeoKey, as a solution for some MDU spaces that we've acquired locally at Sprinter. Now, this product is a special one, and we'll get a tech highlight here soon, by the way. But I want you to know that if your old unk is chasing it, get your keys. We're going on a trip, okay? MDU is where it's at, and you should be there too. I'm not saying that you need to go full in and become an MDU integrator, but you get a couple of these things, the reoccurring revenue that you're going to get off of it, the technology that you're going to be able to put into it. This is where the world is going right now when it comes to the living space and locks. And the nice thing is that as we move more into these resident spaces, these multi-dwelling units, we are seeing more and more commercial and residential kind of blend, right? Because now we need that commercial access control system as we're getting special access to either a co-working space or a clubhouse with amenities, or even so, we're getting access to restaurants and shops downstairs from a back area or something like that. And now we're right in our home and I'm adjusting the thermostat. You see how these walls are beginning to fade. These walls are beginning to become invisible and we're moving from one thing to another. This experience is going to only ramp up. So if you can get in now, then get in now. If you can't get in now, call your old uncle so I can put my fist through the phone and slap you. Because you need to be in it. All right, that's it for security today. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions at Sprinter Datacom on Instagram. DM me at Uncle B-A-E-R _ with your thoughts, your stories, your resources, any money you want to give me. And if you have tried any of these products mentioned or have information on them, please let me know. This is the thing I want to talk about, okay? I only talk about this in my work life. None of my friends or my family really care about it. So I need people to come and be like, dude, I just put in the IQ Pro and it is ballin'. Let me send you some pics. All right. So come be with me in this space. This podcast is driven by interactions with fantastic technicians and industry leaders on Instagram and LinkedIn and Spotify and YouTube and all the other tubes. And you know that I'm hooking you up with the resources. So go follow at black.picket.fence because that's where you're going to get the education arm of the Security Today podcast. And right now we have an access control circuit course. If you are even thinking about access control, if you are touching access control, if you have guys and girls in the field that are working on access control, this course in a matter of 3+ hours is going to change your trajectory. I guarantee it. Also, follow at TechKnowledgeWW on Instagram. That's TekKnowledgeWW, as they are the community that is changing the technology sector on the ground level with a whole new genre in philanthropy. By the way, that's my quote right there that I'm pushing out. I'm telling you, it's going to stick. So get in now and reap the crown later, suckers. We'll see you next week on Security Today.